Dialogue 1.
I can't believe you're leaving for college tomorrow. Things aren't going to be the same around here.
You're acting like I'm leaving the planet, Mel. The campus is only 2 hours away, remember?
I know, but it's not like you'll be able to just drop everything and go shopping with me anymore. Besides, I don't have any wheels.
You can always tag along with my parents when they come up.
I know, but your schedule will probably be jam-packed. Plus, you and your mom are going to want your alone time.
I'll always have time for my best friend. Come on, help me sit on my suitcase. I need to zip it up.
Okay. Wait, did you pack your black hoodie in here?
No, it's in the closet. Why?
I was kind of hoping I could borrow it. I won't be able to bum any clothes from you for a while.
It's all yours, Mel. It suits you better anyway.
Thanks, Kate. You know, you don't seem yourself today. Is something bugging you?
I can't keep anything from you, can I?
Well, what is it?
I just got word that I got placed in a co-ed dorm. My first choice was the all-girls res on campus, but I guess it was full.
A co-ed dorm? Really? How does your dad feel about you living with a bunch of guys?
That's the thing. I haven't exactly dropped the bombshell yet.